People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous, international, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing, always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. Got a place where other people can hear it. Thank you.
Random thought in the car. Sean, do you want to tell them how we know we've been married too long?
Oh, because we were just talking about my lack of ability to have a good poop today.
Seriously.
And how I probably need to eat some more vegetables tonight for dinner.
So romantic. And he compared his poop volume to our cat.
What's wrong with that?
That's not...
That's something that we're both familiar with.
Stop!
The cat's poop, I mean. Look. Here's the other side of the coin, my little witchy friend. Here's the other side of the coin. We've been married so long that we no longer send each other pictures of our poop. When we have a particularly amazing
That one. Never happened.
I bet I could dig some up.
No, that never happened. Now we can't use this because people are going to judge.
Yes, who's judging? Everybody, if you don't have fun.
No, people do not send other people their poop pictures.
If you can't send somebody you care about a picture and be like, holy crap, look at the size of that. Then you're not having any fun in life.
You were just raised well.
I was raised well?
No, the other people.
No, I was raised well.
And read before. No.
Shut the door when you go to the bathroom.
Shut the door, but then send a picture.
That's right. We didn't have cell phones when I was being raised.
Snort left.
You snorted a lot here.
Oh, man. My nose is cold.
Well, it's because the AC's on in the car.
Man.
What?
Man. We've been married too long.
Okay, then. Let's get divorced.
All right.
And we'll start all over.
No, because I don't want to get any poop pictures.
That means better everything, you know, for a little while. I'll treat you better for a while, probably.
You won't interrupt me all the time?
When do I ever interrupt you?
All the time.
I'm waiting for proof.
Dude, I can't, because then if I give you proof, you'll be like, oh, you just dredge up everything. Don't.
You do.
I can't give you proof. I'm in a catch-22 situation.
That's right. Right where I like you to be.
I learned the phrase prairie. Oh.
Prairie dogging.
Thank you. This car ride.
This is another turtle heading maybe? Or
turtle heading?
Turtles poke their head out of the shell, same as a prairie dog pokes his hole out of his little hole, his head out of
his
hole.
How about snails? Don't snails poke their head out?
That's too slow.
A turtle's slow.
That's why they call it prairie dog, because it happens fast. If it either happens fast or you're screwed.
I had no idea.
If that prairie
dog.
It's just like hunting prairie dog. If he doesn't pull his head back in quick.
Oh, that's so gross.
Things are going to happen and they're not good.
Other podcasts that talk about books and writing are pretentious and intelligent and intellectual, but here on Dogs Are Smarter Than People, we talk about...
You actually learn stuff.
He's interrupting, isn't he? We actually talk about...
No, I'm being
bad. Ah, you won't let me say what we talk about! We actually talk about fecal matter, feces, prairie dogging, not sexting, but pexting? Would that be poop?
Text? I don't know. I've never heard a term. So make it whatever you want.
We need to make up a word.
For sending pictures of your poop?
For poop pictures. Shexting?
Shexting?
Shexting.
I shexted myself.
The casting?
Like sharding.
Sharding.
Sharding is almost...
Shards?
No, it's got to be an XT in there, Liv.
Shexting.
Unless you're like... Unless it's like a different thing and it's not texting, then it could be like poop chat or insta poop.
I want insta poop. Poopter.
That's right, poopter.
Face poop or poop book.
Face poop. Poop. That's a whole new subject right there.
Oh. Oh.
Even I'm not that naughty, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man. God, I always take it there. How about poop face or poop book or
poop book.
Face poop? Or, no, we did that one. Twitter, Vine, Snap poop.
We could probably move on.
LinkedIn poop.
I like poop chat personally.
Pooping. Pooping for poop LinkedIn. In,
yeah. Poop day.
Sorry, all right. We're mature. So mature.
I know. I was trying to steer it away there.
I'm going back to poop.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Are you hungry?
I'm so hungry. We ran today.
Yeah, you ran a lot.
I ran, and then Sean ran with me.
Just a little bit.
And it was so exciting. Because I never get to run with Sean.
No, we never have time together.
Never. We never have time, which is why we're doing a random thought in the car right now.
That's true. I didn't even get a part. She didn't even put me in the podcast this week.
I know, but we can have a special bonus edition this week and do this instead. It can be the poop cast.
Oh, yeah, we know, whatever. We'll work
oh,
it
my
out.
God.
No, no, I'm not being like that. I'm just saying. I already got over the heartbreak. But
you were too busy.
Oh, yeah. I think it worked for the best, actually. That particular night. Was
yeah,
an easy thing.
It was.
Not bad, just...
And I knew it was going to be, and I got a little frazzled and gave up. That's all.
Went out on your own, huh?
Went out on my own. It was not as good without you, boo.
Well, you would just remember that next time.
I will. All of life is better with a friend.
No, all of life is better with you, baby, is what I was expecting to hear. That's all right. I'm
I
just
going to
open the door and jump out
there. Please stop it. Yeah.
All
right.
But all of my life is better with you.
Oh, so smooth. So smooth. Like a good poop.
That's right. Writing tip of the pod.
So this podcast episode is called We've Been Married Too Long. And poop texts.
Oh. I always hate to hear you say that.
We've been married too long?
Yeah.
Aww.
Even when I know it's for something better.
For something like our podcast.
Exactly.
We'll sacrifice our marriage for this podcast.
No, that's not what I meant.
But no, seriously. I think that sometimes... I'm bringing this back to writing, right? Okay, ready?
Oh, I'm waiting.
All right. So sometimes you get married, and you've been married for a long time. And in the beginning of your marriage is like a poem, dude. It's like, whoa, there's white space, and there's new discovery in every line. And you're like, wow, mind is blown, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, then, after you're married for like a while, it's like, okay, yeah, this is like a science experiment that I repeat every day. And I get used to. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's a horrible attitude. I'm just teasing. Yes.
Oh my god.
That was a long pause. I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
Dude, if we were still in the beginning of our marriage, you'd let me finish.
I thought you were done, actually. Okay. I thought you were waiting for a response from me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool.
Go ahead.
And so, now I lost my train of thought. But basically, I think it's like, you're like, get in these ruts and these routines, and sometimes there's this great, beautiful comfort in it, right? In a rut and a routine, because you know what to expect. But it might not be exciting the way that poem was. Although some people hate poems. But you know what I mean, right? Like, it's a metaphor. And for in the writing world, I'm going to bring it back to writing, then we can talk about marriage. But in the writing world, like, it's like kind of like that too. Like, you find a favorite author and you expect every single one of their books to follow that same happy, familiar pattern. And there's some beauty and joy in that. Or like in television shows, you know that every episode on Fresh Off the Boat, even though there's going to be some conflict early on, at the end, everybody's going to be kind of still a good family and love each other, and it's going to be okay. Or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, same thing. You know what I mean? And it's that sort of science experiment routine that we kind of get used to in our life, and we kind of get used to in our marriages and all other relationships and in our books. And as writers and as people, we have to be like, shoot, do I always want to be a science experiment? Am I willing to take the risk to have a poem moment again? Do you know what I mean? And some people only want poem moments. This is a big pause where you
can... Okay, I wasn't... Oh! Because you said, do you know what I mean, like, four times, and I didn't answer.
Okay.
And you immediately started talking after. I've been good. But I know what you mean.
You're a good boy.
I wasn't even going to talk about marriage, actually.
Well, what are you going to talk about?
I was
going to
talk about, like, the early... Like, when you first start dating somebody, and you're like, oh... And you're like, bringing it back to writing, like, writing a text script. Man... I should sell this to Hallmark. Send. Is that like, that's equivalent to the poem? Because I've never probably written you a poem, have I?
No, I'm glad actually.
Why?
I don't like it when people write me poems for the purpose of... I'm really critical.
Oh, mine would be super stupid and simple, like roses are red, violets are blue. If I take you out to dinner and then... pseudo-sexual. I don't know.
Oh, everybody got that. Yeah, that would not work on me either. No, I'm super critical about poems.
And then, all I'm saying is you did a much better job taking this subject of poo back to writing, because my first instinct, other than Hallmark quality texts, when you actually... Alright, I'm going to stop my thought and go, this is where we are now. I love you. Hour later. Heart. A couple hours later. Still loving you. Are you not feeling loving towards me today?
That's not that bad.
I'm the author of the text.
I'm the one who fails to respond.
Oh no, she'll respond.
It just takes a while.
That one.
I don't have put as many emojis in my texts as Sean does.
I don't use emojis.
That's the biggest lie ever.
That's your tongue.
That's the biggest lie ever. You're super emoji king.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god.
Emoji king's three or more. I never use three. You know what? Here's my rule.
Do.
No, I have a rule that proves it. It's my own personal standard. If you put more than three emojis in the same line, they go to the smaller version. And I don't like that.
I like the big emojis.
So only time I use a small emoji is after the end of a sentence where it's going to be small regardless, and I never use more than two there. It's like the dot, dot, dot. What do you call those?
Ellipses?
Yeah.
There's a rule with ellipses, which we're now going to share with you all so that you can take something positive away from this podcast. Ready?
Go ahead.
You can do ellipses, those dot, dot, dots, in two versions. You can make three. Or you can make four. You're not supposed to make 27. You're not supposed to make five. And you're not supposed to make 82.
The real difference.
Thank you. Is this. You use three dot dot dots when it is a sentence fragment. Like, I think that... dot dot dot. And it shows a trailing off of thought. Or you can use four dot dot dots when it's a whole sentence and you want to show a trailing off of thought between that and the next thought or the next action in your story. So it could be, I think that poop texts are disgustingly awesome! Dot 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 dot. My work here is done.
But I have a question. Is the beginning of the next sentence a capital letter?
Yes.
After the four?
Yes.
Okay. Well, don't act like everybody in the world's going
to
know
that. Well, if it's the beginning of a sentence, of course it has to be.
I'm just saying.
If it's the beginning, you answered your own question.
For my unlearned self, I would be confused because it's four periods instead of one. My world of grammar is only built on the rule of one period. ending a sentence.
The rule of one, period.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Poop.
Back to poop. The other way to take poop back to literacy is so many people do so much reading on the toilet. It's a great place for a captive audience.
I just burnt my tongue, and I almost put my coffee almost came out my nose.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
I wish you all had seen his face when he said it, because it was like Sean's eyes went all big, and he was so like serious when he said, "Bringing this back to reading, a lot of people poop on the toilet."
Well, I am serious, man.
It was awesome.
You know, that reminds me when I was a kid. Tell me if you ever had this experience.
All right.
When I was, anywhere between 5 and 13, but obviously older than 5, or I wouldn't have known what was what, so 10 to 13, maybe. And we'd travel and go visit different people, like my mom's friends, or her brothers and sisters' friends, so people that were that age. And back then, it was common to have, like, one of those magazine racks. Like, just U-shaped, and the magazines kind of sit in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I
like,
know
close to the
about.
Toilet.
Yeah, now we have phones.
Right.
Yeah.
But I come from a high-quality family, I want you to know. But anyways, every time we go visit somebody, I make it a point to go to the bathroom. Because there'd always be a dirty magazine buried in
what?
There somewhere, yeah.
No!
Like the men's reading department.
No!
At the bottom, so you fist through there.
No!
I bet 1 out of 5 times there was not.
Really?
Yeah, it was at least an 80% chance that there'd be a dirty magazine in that bundle.
We come from such different families.
So that never happened to you?
No!
Oh.
No, I babysat someone very famous once,
yep.
And his brother who's also famous,
yep.
And that was the first time I saw a real dirty magazine, because the two children came out.
And showed it to you?
Yes.
They were proud of their discovery.
It was their mom's, I think. But then they were like, no, it's our dad's, so I'm not quite sure.
Oh, did it end in girl instead of boy?
What?
I said, did it end in girl instead of boy?
Yes, it did end in the word girl.
Well, it could have been either one.
And they were like, and I was like, ah! And then the second time I saw a real dirty magazine was my friend Sean Young. I know, it's a nice name. He was working, and we were all at his convenience store place, and we were working, and another one of my friends opened it up and shoved it into my face, and it was in the 90s,
yeah.
And I guess people were kind of hairy back then.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, what happened to the dog? Oh my god, why is the dog cut? And it was not a dog.
I didn't think it was a dog.
No, it was a girly place.
Yeah.
And then
did you take a closer look after that?
No.
To get yourself squared away?
Everybody fell down laughing.
I bet they did.
And yeah. High school fun times. So no, I did not.
Remember the days when they used to sell porno magazines right behind the counter at the convenience stores?
I think they were like up on this high shelf. Oh,
good old days. Oh, well, they moved around until they moved right out the door eventually, but.
Oh. Also, but that my very first naughty image, I guess. Although the human body should not be considered naughty.
No.
I was a little kid and I was playing by the highway in the woods, and I found like this old piece of paper that was ripped out of one of those things, and I think it was like ads and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like maybe 5 or something.
Yeah.
And I have this distinct memory of running into the house and showing my mom, and I didn't exactly know what I was looking at, and I was so embarrassed and I cried, and she's like, "Carrie, what is wrong? It's okay. And I'm like, I saw this picture and it's bad, and I'm bad because I looked at it, mommy. I know I wasn't supposed to look at it." And she's like, "Carrie, this natural human curiosity. It's okay." Best mom ever.
And then she kept it, didn't she?
No, it was gross and dirty.
She gave it back to you?
And crumpled. No, she threw it in the garbage.
I'm just kidding. It was just an ad. Anyways, what did it show? Underwear?
No, I don't think so. I think it was more disturbing than that.
Huh.
Also, I allegedly walked in on people doing it once when I was little, but I don't remember that. But it came out in later poems.
Poems?
Yeah. I know.
Oh, of yours?
Yeah.
Like from your subconscious?
Yeah. And then my brother was like, do you remember that time you walked in on blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah? And I was like, oh my God, that's where all those poems came from. Yeah.
So writing, poems, poop, dirty pictures, you get it all on this podcast.
I don't think they learned anything about ellipses, unless it was ellipses, if they didn't know the rules. So.
Learned about living, man.
You've done good. How about, I mean, just one thing is...
What about dog things?
What about dog things?
We have to have a dog tip of the cast.
You think you're gonna get anything good out of this too, knuckleheads?
Our dogs are sleeping right now. Oh, Gabby lifted up her little head. They're now she's yawning. Anything?
Because it's raining here at the campground.
Should I just say dog tip of the cast or something? Make it sound like we're playing this one out really hard.
It's dog tip for life, isn't it?
I don't know. I'll see it.
Dog tip for life. Life, life, life. Life, life, life.
Dogs smell their poop. They're proud of their poop until they kick grass on top of it. That's my dog tip for life. You, really? As a human, can learn from a dog because, Sean, you do this part. That's why you're doing this part.
Watching you, I'm trying to figure out what I could push in alongside of the dogs. Dogs smell other dogs' poop, too.
Yeah, they do. They're not afraid of the poopy side of life.
That's not something we as humans should partake in.
Yeah, but we can embrace our dark side, the things we poop away.
Should stay away. That's why dogs try to cover it up with grass.
Hey, thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where two random married people give you writing advice after randomly talking about random thoughts and then tying it all in with their dogs. Because, you know, that makes a lot of sense for a literary podcast, right?
I hope people get some stuff, you know, some good information out of it in regards to the writing field.
I don't know. In regards to the living field matters too.
But does it really matter?
Nothing matters.
If they laugh once, sorry to interrupt, I think we're a success.
The music we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist is Broke for Free and the song is Night Owl. Hey, Sean, can people like and subscribe to our podcast? And
yes,
can they find
sure
the words that
can
go with it?
The word... Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast. Whichever platform you're using, please like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind. Right, man?
Oh, I think it's at least a little bit humorous.
I've started giving 2-minute writing tips on my channel on YouTube, Carrie Jones Books.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all of 5 views on there. And you can hear my book, Baby, and get art on Patreon, Carrie Jones Books, again. It's the only place you can read this one book that I will never try to get published anywhere else. It's that special. And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July. It's co-written by Steve Waddell. It's scary. It's one of Publishers Weekly's what?
Buzz Books for Summer 2019.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. And you can link and read the first chapter on my website
as
well.
That's so close.
I know.
To being out.
And yet it feels like it's never going to happen. Also, I'm a writing coach and editor. If you need help about writing your story and develop and a mental,
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Developing your mental what?
No, developmental edits or an editorial assessment because I'm such a professional.
Oh, you are.
I used to be a newspaper editor.
Talking and reading are pretty much two specific skill sets. See, I can't talk either.
We'll never be able to use this clipping again.
We're not public speakers.
No.
We speak in the private hour of our own clothes closet.
We record in a clothing closet, which is another hard thing to say. But you can donate to us on Patreon so we can actually pad the walls.
Yeah.
And we're about to go move to the camper, so the rest of the summer will be camper podcast.
Pray for us.
Pray for
us. Or whatever it is you do.
Hard. Hard. Thank you. Final words?
Rest in peace.
Dear God.